Welcome to show number 65 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another show. We've got a lot to talk about today. Got some sets we're going to be running down. They actually come out right at the beginning of November. So we'll kind of preview those, and we'll talk about a couple sets. We've actually got a hockey, a baseball, a football, and a basketball. So we're kind of covering all our bases, so to speak. And we've got lots of other things to chat about. We've got a buy, sell, hold segment. Typically, that was me. But now we're tossing it out to our fan forum members, and we've already got quite a few, at least a half dozen or so, that are coming in. I threw out some players, and we'll pull expert collectors out there and see what they have to say on certain guys. That'll be toward the end of the show, but this first half of the show, I'm very excited to talk about our absolute football box break. Got surprised, got a full box, a full hobby box of 2010 absolute football box break. I think about 49 people from our fan forum entered to win one pack. So four people ended up winning. Baseball Nut won a pack. All Your Base Cards won. Niner Fan 73 and Harry Lemon won. So it was really cool to open the cards. I haven't opened up a box that expensive of a box in a while. So it was really exciting. You're guaranteed a rookie autograph jersey card. So I was really excited to see which one that would be and kind of what else was in there. So it was really cool. Our first pack was a Dez Bryant Prime triple jersey card. And that went to Baseball Nut. So that was actually I actually liked the look of that card probably the best. So Baseball Nut got a pretty cool Dallas Cowboy rookie card. All Your Base Cards got a Demaryius Thomas triple relic card. It wasn't prime, but the football had like two or three colors on it. So that was pretty cool. Niner Fan 73 got a Jason Pierre-Paul autograph rookie card. And Harry Lemon on our last pack scored the rookie autograph jersey RPM card, and it was Jimmy Clausen. So we hit one of the QBs, the top three QBs. We hit Jimmy. And so I guess there's maybe four. I guess you could throw Colt McCoy now that he's starting. You got Tim Tebow, Sam Bradford, Jimmy Clausen, and Colt McCoy. Kind of is the top four quarterbacks out of that class. So it was cool to see Jimmy Clausen. I actually mailed that out today. So we had a lot of success. The thing that I noticed about the cards, I guess the only thing for me, you know, anytime you get a box, $100-something box to open up and to give away, can't complain too much. The thing that took me by notice was all the cards were in really nice condition. We've done box breaks in the past of older year stuff from all different kinds of brands, and typically you've got some dings or some miscuts. All the cards looked actually really nice, so hopefully I do a good job packaging them up and I get them to all our lucky winners in good condition as well. So thought Absolute was cool. I'll definitely be looking. I'm on the lookout for Jermaine Gresham. If anybody has one that they want to sell to me at like an eBay price, obviously minus fees and things like that on your end, I'm definitely up for that. I can't spend too much, but I'm looking for Jermaine Gresham. He's been looking pretty good. The Bengals have been losing. They had a crazy game against the Atlanta Falcons. They ended up losing the game, but it was crazy. I ended up turning it off. I was so disgusted, and then they came back, so I had to turn it back on, and then they ended up losing the game, literally fumbling the game away. But Atlanta almost fumbled the game away, so Atlanta definitely deserved to win that game. So that was kind of what I did yesterday. But to keep on, since we're right in the beginning of the show, I always want to try to preface the contest either on our fan forum, on the podcast. I definitely want to try to do them on the podcast a little bit more, but I got word from Panini today that we're actually going to get a box of 2010 2011 Panini certified hockey. So I know we have a couple San Jose Fuji Pats cards and a couple other people on the forum have some interest in hockey. So hopefully you guys get involved in our hockey box break that we'll be having this week. I don't have the cut. If you're listening to this, it might not even be up on the forum. I'm getting the box, I think, this week. They said I should get it this week sometime. So we'll be doing our first hockey box break. So I'm excited about that. I actually know, I'll actually tell you what we're probably going to be doing, unless I change my mind, to enter into the contest, it's going to be really simple. All you got to do is be a member of the sportscardradio.com fan forum. It's really simple to sign up. I don't require anything but a username and an email address and a password, obviously. And after that, all you got to do is post a reply. But this one, since I don't know much about hockey, what we're going to be doing is we'll put up the checklist. It has a ton of hockey players, from new rookie guys to older players and retired players. So to enter, all you got to do is reply and then pick one of the players on the checklist and just give us a quick sentence about him. Maybe educate me about maybe what he's doing this season, what team he's on, whatever. You can go to his Wikipedia page. Try not to copy and paste and things like that. My dad is an English teacher. Taught me plagiarism. If you're going to do anything in college, you can do, I found out myself through experience, you can do a lot of things in college. You can, you know, maybe I shouldn't say this on air, but you can drink underage and you can do lots of other things and not really get in a whole lot of trouble. But copying and pasting and basically plagiarizing, in other words, that'll get you kicked out of college. And it's very hard to get back into college if you get kicked out for something like that. So don't do that. And so we're not going to be promoting that, but come up with a sentence. You can go to Wikipedia. If you're like me and you don't know much about hockey, go to the, you know, sharks.com or wherever, the NHL.com or whatever, and find out something about a player and post a reply. So that'll be up. Wait till the contest thread. It'll be later in the week, probably when I confirm that I've gotten the box. But I'm very excited about that. We have a hockey box break. Get involved. Even if we had 49 people for the football, so I'm expecting at least that many for the hockey. And I'll probably, if you're a member of the fan forum already, I experimented with kind of a mass email, and I think at least my account got an email. So, and I think my girlfriend said she got an email as well. So I think that seemed to be working. So I'll probably send out an email when I do put the thread up, so you'll get reminded there, so you don't have to, if you don't have time to check our forum during the week. I'll send an email. You should be able to get an email if you're a member already. And if you're not, you might as well sign up and you'll get that email reminder this week when that contest goes up. So I'm excited about that. I actually really am. I'm really excited to open up hockey. I'm going to butcher all the names and people are going to laugh at me because I'm not going to know who even like the most famous guy, like some of the most famous players are in the league other than Sidney Crosby. But I am excited to see hockey cards, and I know we do have some passionate hockey fans and guys that do like to collect hockey cards, so hopefully we'll be able to hook some people up with that. I don't know. That doesn't wrap up our first segment. I did want to get, it's a very, very exciting time for me. I'm recording this on Monday. I've got Monday Night Football. I've got Tony Romo. I need him to do well in fantasy today, not throw to Roy Williams, throw touchdowns to Miles Austin and Jason Witten and Dez Bryant and guys like that, or just run for them. I don't really care. So got that. Tuesday, the NBA starts. I wanted to do an NBA preview, and maybe we'll do a little bit of one right here. I don't think I can get to too many of the teams and things like that, but really, really excited about the NBA starting. I always am. I got involved. One of my friends set up a fantasy league, so I got involved in that, and it seems like it's going to be pretty competitive. So I got Kevin Durant. I got Chris Bosh. I got Russell Westbrook. I got Joe Johnson. So I have some. The league actually really rewards three-pointers. Three-pointers are essentially worth 5 points. So a guy that makes a lot of three-pointers is pretty valuable. So I ended up trying to get like guys like Rashard Lewis, Channing Frye for the Phoenix Suns. Now with Amare out of there, I think Channing Frye is going to get an opportunity. He shoots a lot of threes from the forward center position. I think I got a really good team, and we'll see how it turns out. But Rasul Butler, I wanted to mention him. He plays for the Clippers. If you're into fantasy basketball or if you're just into card collecting in general, Rasul Butler, I think he plays for the Clippers. He's a forward, I believe. He played a lot of minutes last year and was fairly productive, fairly consistent player for them. A team like the Clippers are not going to blow a lot of teams out. I could be wrong there. Maybe they've got things together, and maybe the West has gotten a lot weaker, and maybe the Clippers probably could, if they get off to a good start, they probably could contend for a playoff spot, and if they stay healthy and things like that, they definitely have the talent to beat a lot of the teams in the West. But Rasul Butler is somebody to keep an eye on in fantasy, especially in deeper leagues. I'm an 11-team league. If you're in 11, I think anything over 10, 10, 12, 13, 14 players, you might want to look to a player like that. Since he's on the Clippers, he's not covered very often and things like that. I wanted to mention that. Another thing I wanted to mention, a lot of people play fantasy and things like that. I probably should have mentioned this before the draft, but I actually just had my draft yesterday. We always do it really late because things happen and the guys twist ankles and things like that, and it's actually good to try to push it as far back as you can, so you get as close to a fair draft as possible. But I wanted to mention that in football, you often like handcuff players like Adrian Peterson. You'll pick up Toby Gerhardt, or like, you know, I have Cedric Benson of the Bengals, and I also have Bernard Scott, his backup, just in case. Cedric Benson has been a horrible play for the most part. Just in case the Bengals went another direction or he got hurt or something, you'd have a starter right there. You can't really do that in basketball. It's kind of tough. It's not like the bench guy comes in and starts playing a bunch of minutes in play. Like if LeBron James got hurt, or Kevin Durant is probably a better example, or someone like Kobe Bryant was a great, you know, Shannon Brown is not going to come off the bench and play 35 minutes. Typically what happens in the NBA, the starters get more minutes and then the bench guys get a handful more minutes. So you don't get that like Toby Gerhardt effect. If Adrian Peterson were to go down, Toby Gerhardt's really the most competent runner on the team, whereas the Lakers have plenty of other shooters, and so do other teams when their big star goes down. So it's kind of tough to handcuff players, but what you can do is get the second best player. What I did is I got Kevin Durant, and I was like, man, if Kevin Durant gets hurt, especially in 11, 12, 13, 14 team league, you're really in a tough spot. So I got Russell Westbrook, because Russell Westbrook's stats are going to go up huge if anything happened to Kevin Durant, and the other way around. If Russell gets hampered by whatever injury, Kevin Durant's just going to go nuts. And Jeff Green is on that team. You could do an even counter that way, and things like that. I got Joe Johnson, but I also have Mike Bibby as kind of my counter, like low end. I got Mike Bibby just on the waiver wire, actually. Those kind of things you want to think about if you're playing fantasy basketball. Sometimes having two guys on the same team is not always productive because you actually get less games played. But handcuffing a player like that, if a player were to get injured or suspended or something were to happen, or even traded and things like that, the other starters are going to emerge. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Just a little fantasy tidbit there on the NBA. We'll see what happens when the NBA starts. I'm going to be catching probably more of the Laker games this year than I did last year, and try to maybe see if I can follow the NBA a little closer. I did follow it last year, but I was pretty sure the Lakers were going to win, and they pretty much proved me right. I don't know if I ever proclaimed it. I don't think it was that big of a stretch to say they were going to win. Now this year, I'm pretty confident if the Lakers stay healthy, and I think we're the best coach team in the NBA, so I don't think we can lose. And I think we got better with Matt Barnes. I think Matt Barnes is a tremendous player, especially in the playoffs. And we added a couple other players. We didn't really lose anybody. I think Andrew Bynum is hurt. But I think the Lakers got pretty good. Obviously, the Heat are the center of attention. We'll see what happens there. The Celtics are still the defending champions in the East. And I know Garnett seemed really tired and seemed like maybe he was injured at the end of last season. Maybe the Celtics were a little tired at the end of the last season. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe everybody has recharged and they're healthy, and everybody will be ready to go. We'll see what happens, but hopefully your NBA team, everybody's got a fresh start. Even if you're, you know, Memphis Grizzlies and some of these teams that aren't covered, and, you know, even around here, Sacramento Kings and Golden State Warriors are kind of hated on a little bit, are not really covered in the national media. you're 0-0 right now, so you got a chance. And I think the West is wide open. The East is fairly wide open, but there are some very talented teams there. Chicago, I think, is going to be very good. I was happy to get Luol Deng. It looks like his perimeter game is going to open up now that they have a new coach in Chicago. Apparently, he's starting to shoot more threes and expand his game, so I'm excited about that. I think New Jersey actually is not going to be a trash team like they were last year. I think New Jersey might be competitive. Not that they're going to compete for a playoff spot, but they'll be in more games than they were last year. Obviously, you have Miami. You have Boston. I'm just going off the top of my head here. I think Detroit always puts a competitive basketball team on the court. Atlanta, I think, is good too. So we'll see. I think the East is going to be far more competitive than the West, which seems like a lot of teams, a lot of players have bolted to the East Coast because Kobe Bryant and the Lakers and Jerry Buss is just spending money like crazy to win championships. So we'll see what happens in basketball, but I'm really excited. We got that. That starts on Tuesday and obviously goes throughout the whole entire year and into next year. But Wednesday, probably maybe what I'm the most excited, I don't know, I'm really excited for the NBA season to start, but probably more excited to watch my Giants in the World Series again. The last time I was in college, I remember watching the games and really being tortured because the games were really close back then too. And that rally monkey that the Anaheim Angels always brought out always seemed to work. So it was kind of torture to watch then. It's very torturous to watch the Giants now, but they seem to get the job done. I don't know much about Texas. I know they have a formidable lineup, lots of batters, especially guys that have lots of power and are capable of hitting home runs and things like that. And I know their ballpark in Texas kind of, is kind of a small ballpark, I believe. I believe it's not, I mean, I put in air quotes, it's not too hard to hit a home run there. Too hard for a professional baseball player, that is. Me, I'd be grounding it to first every time, and I'm sure the rest of us would be too. Although we might have some talented, especially some up-and-coming young listeners that might be into baseball and things like that. So I'm really excited about the Giants playing the Rangers. I think they have Derek Lee over there as well. Forgive me for not knowing much about the Rangers, but living on the West Coast and really just being a National League guy, I don't follow the American League a whole lot outside of the Yankees and the A's, which get covered around here, and like the Red Sox, which get the Yankees and Red Sox, which get covered on a kind of a national scale. So I'll definitely be learning a lot about the Texas Rangers, and it'll be really, really exciting. The National League won the baseball All-Star game back in the springtime, so or early summertime. So I guess we got the home field advantage. It's been raining out here, and I know rain is on the forecast, but I think it actually clears up for the first two games here in San Francisco. So it'll be nice to see a place that I've been to on a national scale in the World Series. It's actually not too far away. Without any traffic, I could get to the ballpark fairly quickly. So it'll be really exciting. I guess I don't have really much else to say other than I'm really excited to see my team in the World Series. Some of the prospects that we talked about on the show, right when I first started the show, or right when we first started getting going, we talked about Buster Posey. We talked about Madison Bumgarner. I even have photos that we took of him, of both of them, at the game we went to. We went to a minor league baseball game last year. My brother and I and a friend of ours went to a minor league baseball game here in town, here in my hometown, where the San Jose Giants, I think it is, were playing the Stockton Ports, and Madison Bumgarner was pitching and Buster Posey was catching, and now I'm watching them in the World Series. So it's pretty amazing. I guess that was maybe 2 years ago. So it's pretty amazing, maybe a year and a half ago. I can't really remember. But it's really amazing to see them come up, and we talked about them on the show. So hopefully some of you have profited. I know there was a member, I wish I had written down his name. I actually did, but I don't have it in front of me. There was actually a member that put up a YouTube video, and he like bought some cards, and a lot of them were from recommendations that I said on the show previously. So I'm hoping they work out as well as Madison Bumgarner and Buster Posey. In fact, I think he had gotten a Buster Posey car, a really, really nice autograph Buster Posey. So I'll try to put a link of that into the show notes if I remember that, and on the forum as well if I remember that. It was a pretty cool video. He had gotten a lot of really nice cards and many guys that we had talked about on the show. So good to see that people actually listen, and you know, you have lots of things to listen to. Right after this short break, we'll be talking about, let's just run down all the sets that we'll be talking about today on the show, since I don't think I have told you. I've made you wait for 20 minutes. We're going to, although if you look at the title and things like that, you can usually tell. Score Hockey 2010, 2011, Score Hockey. I think on the last show, I said that it was already out, or that I thought it was already out. Well, that was a complete lie. Score Hockey actually comes out this week, and you'll be able to find it definitely on the retail and hobby level this week, October 24th, 25th, the week of last week of October, basically. You'll be able to find Score Hockey, so we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Just Minors Baseball Jersey Edition. This is an interesting set. I believe it's on the market. I went and looked yesterday for some secondary sales of these jerseys, but didn't see any but last year. But I noticed some online retailers were selling boxes, and some of them had them on sale. So I'm guessing it's already out. But we'll definitely talk about Just Minors Baseball. I'll definitely do another check again today to see if I see any secondary sales. But that's an interesting set. I wanted to talk about that. 2010 Crown Royale Football was scheduled for this week. It got moved back to November 3rd. It looks really cool. There's actually these die-cut rookies in there. And it reminds me a little bit of the basketball. If you remember, 2009, 2010 basketball Crown Royale came out just a few months ago. So we'll talk about that. That's actually a pretty nice looking set, and there's some nice cards, I think, that have a really nice design. I don't typically say that. I think all the cards look pretty nice, but these really stand out to me. So we'll talk about Crown Royale Football. That comes out November 3rd, I think. And then Limited Basketball was also scheduled to come out this last week. It also is now a November 3rd release, but we'll talk about that. 2010-11, a Limited Basketball. There's some nice cards in there. Jeremy Lin was in Prestige Basketball. He is in this set as well, along with John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, and a handful of many other players, obviously most of the rookies and things like that. So we'll talk about Limited Basketball. And then to tie up the back end, we'll talk about our buy, sell, and hold, this time listener style. I think for the first time we're getting listeners to come in, and I'll give you my opinion. I guess it might be somewhat biased on maybe one of the players. I'll give you a hint. Buster Posey is on the list, although I can't afford his rookie, so I might spoil it all together. I can't afford Buster Posey rookie, so it might be a sell if I had one, because it would be a lot of money to me. But we've got lots to talk about. We'll get to all of it right after this short break. We'll be talking about 2010, 2011 Score Hockey, since it comes out this week. We'll talk about hockey right after this.
Card Collectors World is a forum where you can buy, sell, trade, and discuss sports, non-sports cards, comics, games, toys, and more. Like to win free stuff? Of course you do. We have contests with loads of free prizes, card drafts, group breaks, and more. It is 100% free to join. Come check us out at cardcollectorsworld.com.
And we are back. Time to talk some hockey. Yeah, I feel like we've talked a lot of hockey. We've only talked about two sets, but for me, it's very difficult sometimes to talk about hockey. Not that I don't want to, but I feel like I might not add a whole lot to that. But actually, I remember this is actually the 20th anniversary of Score Hockey. And I think my brother probably bought the original Score Hockey back in 1990, I guess it was, or 1989, so one of those. And they actually have maybe some of the coolest cards in this is the buyback autographs. And I see Brett Hull is in here, Eric Lindros, which I think was like what everybody was chasing after back in those days. Patrick Waugh, Pat LaFontaine, Martin Brodeur. So those are going to be buyback. They look like they're on card. It looks like the original cards, and they're the ones I have pictured here are autographed in blue ink, and they look pretty cool. My brother says the odds are very tough, but we have a partial checklist up there. I don't have the full checklist in front of me, but did want to talk about this. The configuration is the same as football, but the set design and things like that looks like it's completely different than football. Since I have some experience opening up this year's football, as you know, we did a couple, I think we did two little blaster box breaks of it. We didn't get any autographs or anything like that, but we did get some nice cards actually out of them. So we'll see if people like, I think people like Score football. I sure did. So we'll see if hockey collectors like Score hockey as well as football collectors liked the football edition. But it's 36 packs per box, this for a hobby box, and you get 7 cards per pack. Rookie cards are 1 and 2 packs, and there's rookie redemption cards in 1 in every 36 packs, so 1 per hobby box. So, and there's glossy parallel cards, which I had a really tough time differentiating when I was opening Score of football. People made comments on the YouTube videos because I didn't know what that last card was, but I guess it was the glossy parallel, and I could barely tell. I guess if you really had a lot of light on the card, you can tell. But there's 1 autograph per case, so it's much like, and it looks like a case is going to sell right around $400, maybe slightly less than that. So that's 1 autograph per case, and then there's 20 boxes in a case, so 1 autograph per 20 boxes. So the autographs are really, really rare in something like this, but just like the football, I'm sure the odds were the same. When you do pull an autograph, it's probably going to be pretty nice, and you're probably going to be able to sell it for a little bit of money. Obviously, if you spent $400 on a case, the 1 autograph better be pretty spectacular, but you're going to have a whole bunch of cards. It's a 550 card base set with 50 of those being the rookies. So we'll see what happens. I don't have a whole lot of information on this. I know Panini, just based on what I've been seeing on, they actually have a new blog. If you go to sportscardradio.com, I can't remember if the, you should go to our homepage. I don't mean to do this to make you go to our homepage, but I can't remember the URL right off the top of my head to the new Panini America blog. But I have it on the right-hand side of our homepage. You'll see Panini America blog link there right on the right-hand side. So you'll be able to check that out. But they put that up. That actually just came out just the last couple of days. So if you haven't checked that and you're a fan of their products and things like that, they're throwing up pictures of their cards and things like that. Much like Topps, we also have the Topps blog on the right-hand side as well, and they do kind of a similar thing. They'll give you a little, some photos and things like that. We do that, obviously, at Sports Card Radio as well. So you've got plenty of places to stay up on top of things, but that was Score hockey. I guess I didn't have too much to add there. Again, I don't have the full checklist in front of me, just kind of the basics of the set, but we'll have more of that to come. And I think I'll probably report on some of these buyback autographs or some of the big pulls out of that. So if I forget about that, maybe shoot me an email, sportscardshow or sportscardradio@gmail.com. This is a 99-cent per pack product, just like the football, so it's fairly affordable. You should be able to find it at hobby stores and retail outlets like Target and Walmart and places like that, October 27th or thereabouts. That was Score hockey for you, folks. Sorry I didn't bring a whole bunch of that to the table, but if you are interested in hockey, like I said in the first segment, we will be doing a 2010-11 certified hockey box break probably later this week, or at least put the contest up sometime this week. So you want to stay tuned for that, and you'll definitely want to stay tuned for this next segment, just minors baseball jersey. I'm going to hop online. I'm going to see if anybody's selling any of these boxes. I'm pretty sure it was out. The release date was out, and I checked online. I didn't see anybody selling any of the jerseys. I saw people selling boxes and things like that, but nobody turning around and selling the jerseys. Maybe nobody has it in hand, and they haven't opened it up and stuff like that. Maybe by the time when we come back, we'll be able to see what some of these full jerseys that are autographed. Pretty neat product, and it's actually not particularly expensive. I put that in quotes because I don't know if even I can afford it. But some of you might, some of you well-employed people out there might be able to afford a box and give this a gamble. So we'll talk about 2010 Just Minors Baseball Mystery Jerseys right after this.
From a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy. Man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wafty. Till I get flashed by the pop.
And we are back. Time to talk a little Just Minors Mystery Jerseys. If you're not, I think we've talked about this product on the show before. But it's basically, you get a box, and inside is a jersey, and it's autographed by a select number of players. And actually, in this year, one in 120 boxes, you get a game-used jersey. And some are autographed, and some aren't, in terms of that game-used jersey selection. So you might get a game-used jersey that's not autographed, and some that are. So either way, I think it would be pretty cool. But you're guaranteed one autographed jersey card, not jersey card, excuse me, a jersey per box. I'm used to saying jersey card, but in actuality, my brother puts here on the checklist. I'm looking at sportscardradio.com. You find the product checklist, and you find Just Minors Mystery Jerseys. You can do a search on the homepage as well. You guys know the deal. But it actually says in here, my brother said that they developed a partnership with Razor and Leaf to only focus on the memorabilia angle. So they have this product. They've come out with mystery bats, and those are usually like little mini bats that are autographed. And then they have mystery balls, which are baseballs. And I know that TriStar has done that. And TriStar also does the mini helmet angle as well. So if you're kind of, you know, you know, getting cards and things like that are kind of off your radar. This is pretty neat. There's actually some good, very recognizable players in here. Jason Hayward, David Price, Josh Hamilton, who will be playing a lot here in the next week or two. Robinson Cano's in here, Starlin Castro. So there's lots of very recognizable names. Andrew McCutchen is in here. Lots of guys that you might recognize from previous years. I think this has been coming out for the last maybe 2 years or 3 years. This might be like the third release, maybe the fourth release. I'm not 100% sure. But it's pretty cool. Actually, my brother says it debuted in 2008. So it's been, I guess this is its second year or third year, third release. Pretty cool. Not too expensive. I know it's under $100 a box if you're willing to gamble. Most people, I was checking online, I didn't see any of the 2010 ones on there, but most people are selling the 2009 versions and the 2008 versions for about what a full box goes for. And sometimes you can get on there. If somebody does it for an auction, you could probably get one at a pretty good price. It's pretty surprising some of the prices you can pay. Sometimes it's cheaper than actually getting them on a card. And maybe you already have. I noticed Joe Mauer was in some previous years on a bat. There was some Jason Hayward bats. I didn't see what shipping cost, but they were selling for under $40. For a little mini bat of some pretty recognizable players. So right around $40. So seems to me if you already have some cards or maybe have some other autograph, maybe even a baseball and things like that, a jersey or a little mini bat might be kind of interesting. And since it comes out of this product, I guess, knock on wood, you can be fairly sure that it's a legitimate signature. This company tends, I think they've been in just minors is a fairly, not a fairly familiar, if you're more, if you collect more mainstream cards, but just minors has been around for quite a while. Like I said, they used to develop cards and things like that. I used to sell some of their cards. They used to come out with these products where they came out with a lot of autographs, and they were usually fairly affordably priced. The cards weren't ever anything special, but they did have lots of like on-card autographs and things like that in there. But it looks like they have a deal with Razor and Leaf to leave that the card making to them, and just minors, you can expect the baseballs, the jersey, and the mystery bats. And my brother actually just put up, I think, an early checklist and some pictures and stuff of the bats. So if you're interested in any of those, you can go there. But I had the release date as October 19th on here, and I'm pretty sure I saw some retailers online selling it and things like that. So pretty cool stuff. Just Miners mystery jersey. So if I was like in a gambling mood and I had like a decent amount of money to spend on cards and things like that, I guess this is not a card, but on memorabilia and things like that, I would for sure gamble on this. But I don't think I'm going to do that, but it would be kind of exciting. So Just Miners mystery jersey, interesting product. And if you're kind of into that kind of stuff, I think it's only a matter of time. I was going to point this out. I think it's only a matter of time until you see one of the more mainstream companies try something like this. I don't know if it like on a per pack basis like this, or is like a special redemption or something like that. But I got to imagine if they can sell boxes of this for less than $100, you know, I can only imagine if like Topps or Panini or Upper Deck tried to do something like this. I'm sure they could probably price it around the same price point, and it might be pretty collect. They might be able to even price it higher. I think if you had a little bit more star-studded checklist, you could price it pretty high. So interesting set. Very interesting configuration with the jersey. You got the whole jersey, so maybe if the guy turns out to be a nobody, at least you might have a decent looking jersey. And there are game used jerseys in there, so you get the whole thing. That's very, very cool. If it's a star player, you could maybe turn around and sell that to one of the companies, and they'll cut it up and put it on a 350 baseball card. So very interesting. And I enjoyed talking about Just Miners baseball. But another thing I wanted to just point out, I think we talked about it on the last show, and it was before the set actually came out, but it was Topps Update Baseball, and I was going back through, and I was just checking to make sure I had my page right and everything was cool on it. But I noticed what some of the cards were selling for. We talked about those All-Star Relic cards, and a couple sold that we talked about. There were jumbo ones. The patch takes up almost the whole front of the cards. You've seen them before in football and other sports, basketball, and basically like a Letterman card, but a huge patch of like an All-Star, and it had tons of colors. We're talking maybe like 12, 13 colors. But a Derek Jeter sold for $676.55 on October 24th, and an Ichiro sold for $660 on the same day. So these are jersey cards numbered out of six. These are not one of one. So they're numbered out of six, non-autographed. So people that say just the plain jersey card is dead, I gotta believe that these sales totally debunk that theory. Derek Jeter and Ichiro combined for well over $1,200, $1,300. They're not one of ones. They're not autographed. So both cards serial numbered out of six. So that's very interesting. That's a huge amount of money for some very unique patches from the All-Star Game, the 2010 All-Star Game. So I think, obviously, just the plain, if these were big jumbo plain white swatches, they wouldn't go for $666. But, you know, maybe if they were autographed, they would. But $676. I think this is the direction the companies might need to go more into, more specialized jumbo patches. They don't necessarily have to be one of one. It obviously looks like the collectors don't care about the serial number, really. It's the quality of the patch, and then it also maybe the rarity of the patch, if that's a word. But maybe patches from the Pro Bowl in football, maybe patches from the throwback jerseys. I know the NFL teams are going to wear throwback jerseys here. Some of them may have already done it, but I think right around Thanksgiving, I know the Cowboys always have their jerseys, but everybody else tends to have a new jersey. It tends to be for jersey sales, but I've already seen some of them on sale. I know the 49ers have black jerseys I've seen on sale. I'm pretty sure they're going to wear those. So it'd be cool to see more of that, and so more identifiable jerseys. I know that the pink, the NFL.com had the pink. A lot of players in the NFL are wearing like pink gloves and things like that, and pink chin straps and towels and things like that. Get those on some memorabilia. I think pink towel, a big jumbo pink towel. How much was it cost to get the towel off the guy at the end of the game? That would be pretty cool. I think that's the way the jersey cards, if you want them to continue to sell for the three-digit, mid-three-digit, upper-three-digit number, I think the big jumbo kind of specialized jersey, you know, obviously if it's like the Yankee pin or the J from the Derek Jeter, I think it probably would still go for quite a bit of money. But the All-Star, I think, added some prestige to that auction. So pretty cool. I just wanted to throw that on there to give you a comparison. A Clay Buchholz, that's autographed jumbo stitch patch. I don't think the patch is as big, but there's an autograph on there. That's sold for $128. So obviously we're talking about the cream of the crop with Ichiro and Derek Jeter, probably two of the most collected baseball players possibly of all time, right there at the top. But it kind of gives you an idea that jersey cards, it doesn't have to be one of one, doesn't have to be autographed. Another thing, it doesn't even have to be game used. It can be manufactured. I talked about those manufactured bat barrel cards. An Alex Rodriguez pink one, it's obviously one of one, sold for $214 on October 24th. A Placido Polanco pink barrel sold for $49.99, so you can see the big difference with the star power there. That was a pink barrel as well, one of one. And a Babe Ruth black barrel, those are sealed numbered out of 25. Remember, these are manufactured, it's basically a piece of wood on there. So a Babe Ruth black piece of wood numbered out of 25 with this picture on there sold for $90. On October 22nd. So I was kind of surprised. I kind of figured those cards would go for decent money, but $214 for a pink, basically souvenir piece of wood with Alex Rodriguez on it. Pretty, if I can imagine, Topps ROI on those cards. Obviously, they're not making that $214, but those kind of sales and things like that definitely help box sales and things like that. And another sale while we're going down the line here, Steven Strasburg, the Peak Performance autographs are selling for $140. Man, oh man, people still have confidence in him. This time next year, if that card's selling for $140, you know, if you're listening to this time next year and Steven Strasburg cards are selling for $140 at a Topps Update Baseball, I'll be shocked. I was almost going to say I'll buy you one, but, you know, I can't predict the minds of collectors. Maybe they have a lot of faith in this guy. But I can imagine once I think Bryce Harper is going to have some cards here in a couple weeks or in a couple months coming from Topps products, and there'll be other hot rookies that'll be just making their way up to the major leagues next year in the spring. Can't imagine people are going to be paying $140 for a guy that is still probably a year away from playing baseball. So we'll see what happens. I may be too pessimistic on Steven Strasburg, but I've seen the injury thing happen before. Eventually you start flying under the radar. People stop talking about you. You're not on the cover of the box anymore. He actually might not be in a whole lot of sets next year. So we'll see what happens with that. But I just wanted to throw in some updated sales from Topps Update Baseball. I was pretty surprised. Manufactured bat barrel cards going for $200, and we've got jumbo patch relic cards, not one of one and not autographed, going for $600. And I'm not meaning to sound like I'm degrading the people that bought this. I just wanted to point those out. I just wanted to say, hey, people are spending a lot of money on this stuff. And it doesn't have to be one of one. It doesn't have to be like the most elite set and out of a $500 box. These are like $1.99, $2.99 packs and like, you know, $70 boxes or $50 boxes or whatever. So just wanted to point that out. There's some value even in some of the lower end stuff and things like that. And people do pay big money for jersey cards and stuff like that. So I thought that was kind of interesting. People are still paying big money for Steven Strasburg. So I guess he still is a young man, I guess, you know. I kind of underestimate a 21-year-old or 22-year-old, however old he is. So very interesting to see. We'll see the career arc of his baseball career. But that ends that segment, and we will be coming right back with Panini Crown Royale football. And there's some interesting pictures that came out this week of a lot of the rookie die cuts out of this that are like, I think they're autographed and they have like a piece of jersey on there. They look kind of interesting. I want to see those in person, or see maybe some of those selling online and see some like online photos of those as well, to really get a feel for those. And maybe I'll be able to, maybe I'll be lucky enough to see them in person. If I like them enough, maybe I'll hunt down a Jermaine Gresham or like a Jordan Shipley or whatever. We'll see what happens, but we'll be talking about Panini Crown Royale football right after this. And we are back. Time to talk about some Panini Crown Royale football. My brother put up this checklist. He did an excellent job. Not just saying that because he's my brother. I don't maybe always think that, but he definitely did a very nice job on this one. Updated release date, November 3rd. And just to give you, I said I was going to talk about limited basketball too right in the beginning. I think I'm going to push that one back. I'm going to get to our buy, sell, hold segment right after this, and push limited basketball, and wait until maybe I get some more pictures and maybe even wait until it comes out to talk about that one. But we'll also probably come back and touch on Crown Royale football, because I kind of want to see what some of these cards sell for, because some of them actually look kind of nice. So I'm actually debating on, like, I think I might get like one or two Jermaine Gresham rookies. I might get one of his, like, you know, kind of like sticker autographs and things like that, because I don't think they're very expensive. I think you can get them maybe even under like 10 or 12 bucks, maybe, probably so. But I also was looking for maybe like a high-end one. I know I just put up the checklist for Topps five-star football. That looks like it's going to set the bar in terms of price for sure, $400, but every card's on card. All the cards are less than 150. It looks like a pretty super premium set. I can imagine the rookie autographs on there are going to sell for a lot of money. So I might try to score one of those, or kind of see what National Treasures looks for. We don't know if Exquisite Football, I don't think, maybe it comes out. I don't know. I know they've done, Upper Deck's done some football, and I think they have SP Authentic in the works, so I can't imagine why they wouldn't do Exquisite Football. So we'll see what happens. But this Crown Royale, I don't think it's in that upper tier where those sets are, but this actually looks kind of nice. It's similar to basketball. You get the four packs per box. There's five cards per pack. It's a $25 per pack hobby SRP, and you get the one autograph or memorabilia card per pack. So you're getting the one hit per pack if you're buying the one pack for about $20-25. And if you're buying a whole box between $80 and $100, I can imagine you're getting the four hits. So interesting set. You're going to get two autographs and two memorabilia cards per box. So there's the breakdown. So if you're buying, say you go into your hobby store and you've only got maybe like $30 or $40 to spend, and you know, you could get a low-end box or like get a nice single card or something, or you could try a pack of this. You know, if it's a fresh box, you're looking at two autographs or two memorabilia cards. Sometimes it's pretty cool to hang out in a card store. Sometimes there's busy days. I can't remember the busy days for me. It was typically on the weekends, Saturdays, and even Fridays sometimes when people get paid and things like that. And right around the first of the month are tend to be good times at card stores. If you can hang out there for maybe like 2 hours, start to see people open up stuff, maybe you can like peek over the shoulder of a guy. Maybe he'll open two packs and pull the two memorabilia cards. I'd pull out my Visa card really fast and open those next two packs because you would get the autograph. So that's some hobby store. There's obviously not that many not that many hobby stores around these days, so it's hard to do that. But I remember I would sometimes give, I don't know if that's considered unethical or not, or just good salesmanship, but sometimes someone would come into the store and buy, you know, would open up a fresh box and would open up 5, 6, 7 packs, and you wouldn't really get anything, wouldn't get the hit. And then another customer would come in and say, well, what should I get? And I would actually tell him, hey, I just saw a guy open up 7 packs out of this and he didn't really get anything good. I think you should open up some of this. And typically they would do that, and typically they would have some good success. I don't think that's too unethical in the sports card business. You know, giving a heads up like that might not be too bad. I would only do it to my fairly loyal customers. In terms of getting back on track, Crown Royal Football, really like the die cut look of these. The base set actually looks pretty cool. There's only 100 cards. I say only. There's 100 cards in the base set. Sorry, I got my mascot here, the team mascot, Power Cat. Must like the look of Crown Royal Football too. He's kind of chiming in as I'm looking at the set here. The rookie autographs is actually a fairly large set. It looks like 135 of them. That's a whole lot of rookie autographs in there. And there's a mix of parallels in there too. They look just like the base cards. Look like a sticker autograph on there. The kind of darker complexion of the card, it actually might work out better that way. But pretty nice looking set overall. Kings in the NFL reminds me of like 2006 National Treasures when I look at it. Nice looking set. So I kind of like the look of that set. That has some autographs and memorabilia cards in there. I see Peyton Manning. I see Adrian Peterson in there. Pretty nice living legends. I see my man Joe Montana in there. That again looks fairly similar to some older like National Treasures design, which I think is good. I think those designs, the intricate borders and some of the like weird little shapes that they have around the outside, actually is a really nice look on cards. So glad to see that they have that kind of look in here. But the rookie die cuts, I know that Panini put up a little post of this with a ton of pictures, and I put up Tim Tebow. Toby Gerhart was on here already. Dez Bryant's on here, and Sam Bradford. But it looks like what it is you have a piece of jersey, a fairly large piece of jersey, and then you have the player cut out right over it. So like Tim Tebow standing up holding a football, and so you have him cut out and his picture is over the jersey. So it's pretty cool. I don't know if I've actually seen that before. Maybe it's been done before, but that's pretty cool. And then right below that is a window for the autograph. So actually really nice looking cards. I don't always say this. And obviously, those that are listening might think that it helps that they send me, Panini has sent me a box of absolute memorabilia football. But actually, I like the look of these cards. Actually, I might put the money where my mouth is. And I do see Jermaine Gresham on here. And I think I see Jordan Shipley right below him. So I might actually look for one of these. These are actually really nice looking cards. I'll have to take a look in person. These are actual photos of the cards that I have on there. I don't think they're stock photos except for the Toby Gerhart So they look really nice. So I'm going to see what those sell for. I'll report back to you. Again, this set comes out November 3rd or the week of. So it's a nice set. It's pretty compact. There's a decent number of inserts. I see a decent number of veteran players and guys like Brett Favre and Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, Drew Brees, Tony Romo, guys we're familiar with, Michael Turner, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Carson Palmer, the guys we're familiar with are in there too, along with all the rookies and stuff. So pretty interesting set. It looks like you're going to be paying decent money for this, $90 to $100 per box. So if any of you happen to get any of that set or get any, try a pack or two or try a box, you know, you can always post the pictures and the results on our forum and things like that. But you can always send me an email as well, sportscardshow or sportscardradio@gmail.com. Well, that about wraps that segment up. Like I said, I'm going to cut Panini Limited Basketball. We'll wait another week on that until the NBA season starts. We'll wait until NBA season starts, and we got some games to talk about. So we'll talk about Panini Limited Basketball. Some of the rookies will have actually already played, so I might be a little more familiar with some of their games. And maybe we'll have some new emerging players, and we'll see how Tyreek does in his second year. Brandon Jennings, obviously, Blake Griffin is making his debut, I think. I don't think he's injured. I'm pretty sure he's been healthy, and he's in the starting lineup for the Clippers. So we'll talk about him, and we'll talk about all of that on another show. But we'll be coming back with a really cool segment. If you haven't heard this before, if you've only listened to maybe the last 10 shows or 10 shows or so. Almost said a cuss word actually right there. Actually not on purpose. And I actually almost slipped out for some reason the way those words tied together. But if you haven't listened to some of the prior shows, buy, sell, or hold, I think I got this idea when I was like really getting into the stock market when it crashed. I was like, wow, this is a great opportunity to buy. I think this was in the end of 2008 if you listen to those shows. I was really into it. And buy, sell, hold. So we take players and you tell me either you're buying them, you're selling them, or you're holding them. So we'll get to that segment right after this. And we are back. Time to buy, sell, and hold. Fan forum style. We've got lots of people chiming in here. So let's get right to it. We've got Buster Posey, Tim Tebow, Steven Strasburg, and John Wall. We got two baseball players, a football player, and a basketball player. So the ranter comes in with Buster Posey. He says buy. He says this. He's only getting better. I predict a Hall of Fame career for him, including many championships. I sure hope that does come true. Tim Tebow, the rancher says sell. I don't believe in him or the Broncos. He may make something of himself, but the risk is bigger than the reward for me. With Steven Strasburg, he says hold. Tommy John surgery is tough, but this guy is especially can bounce back. Notice I says can. And with John Wall, he says bye. Harry Lemon comes in, our winner of the Jimmy Clausen RPM autograph rookie card. Buster Posey, he says bye. He says he is only going to get better. Tim Tebow, he says sell. Make hay while the sun still shines. I don't believe he has the skill set to be an NFL great. He says Steven Strasburg, buy if you don't have any. Hold if you do. I really believe he will return as strong as before. Well, I hope he does. And John Wall, he says, I know nothing about the NBA, but a number one draft pick I think I would sell. Minnie Grover comes in. Well, I'm an Australian, but anyways. Buster Posey, he says, hold. Tim Tebow, he says, hold. Steven Strasburg, he's holding. And John Wall, he's holding. So he says, I'm not much of a seller. I keep most of his, my cards. So he's holding everything. Thank you, Minnie Grover, for chiming in all the way from Australia. Steel Second comes in. He says, Buster Posey just picked up a few to flip on Check Out My Cards. Made 74 cents on one over 5 days. Bought for $1.75 and he sold it for $2.49. No cost on the sale. So 42% have two of his Topps 2010 rookies base and sell on eBay UK, especially the Giants make the World Series. So looking to sell, kind of buy and sell Posey right now. Tim Tebow, he says all of his stuff seems to be already high priced. If I saw at a decent price, I'd flip it. Picked up a few Colt McCoy and Randy Mosses recently. He says Steven Strasburg's. If you have one, sell it. If not, leave it. Sure, the peak has been achieved. So he thinks the peak has already been achieved in Steven Strasburg cards, and that could definitely well be true. He says with John Paul, he had the Wikipedia. And he says there's only one on checkoutmycards.com, but if I see any at a cheap price, I may take a punt on one. I think his autograph is out. His one autograph rookie is out of Prestige right now. It sells for about $80 or $90. I think it's a redemption card, or some of them are redemption cards. Favre Collector comes in here, one of our newest members. Buster Posey says, buy all the pub from being in the playoffs can only help collectors see his talent and his potential. Tim Tebow, he says sell. At least for the time being, he can't go any higher in value. Sell while you can and wait to see what happens in his career. He's too much of a risk to buy at the high prices he's been going for if you're looking to get a return on your investment. That's probably true. Tim Tebow's are pretty high. I don't know the class, 2011 NFL draft class, but I'm sure it'll include many players. And as we've seen with Mark Sanchez cards, Matthew Stafford cards, even a little bit of Joe Flacco, even Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's been playing pretty good. He did pretty good against the Bengals. Even their cards are not quite as hot as they were in their rookie year. We talk about it on the show a lot, and I'm sure Favre Collector talked about it on Football Card Podcast as well, about, you know, that first year, everybody's all excited, and then the next year comes, and everybody's all excited about those players and kind of forgets about everybody else. That kind of happens in all sports. Steven Strasburg, he says, hold or sell. The potential is there, and the injury will likely cool some of his prices because of the length of his injury. It's better to hold or sell if you pulled some from a pack. I would not be buying anything of his until he makes a full recovery. John Wall, he says, buy. With Gilbert Arenas looking to get out of town, the sky's the limit for this kid. If you can find something cheap, then you have to buy. I can imagine John Wall autographs will probably get cheaper as the season goes on, unless he really does well. But even Tyreek Evans had one of the best rookie years of ever for any point guard, and his autographs sell not cheap, but I don't know if they all sell for like $90. I don't know if his Prestige sells for $90. So John Wall, since he only has one out there right now, might be time to sell. Might have been too early to say buy, sell, or hold on John Wall. We'll actually find out, I guess, tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm not sure when he makes his debut, but he'll make his debut this week. I'm kind of excited to see how him and the rest of the guys will do. And then we keep going here. We have some conversation here with a couple people. We have Stadium Club Collector coming in here. And he says, Posey says, buy, his playoff performance helps. Tebow, he says, sell. Strasburg, buy. You can probably get better deals now. And Wall, he says, buy. Definitely will be the rookie of the year if he's healthy. And Harry Lemon says he has a Cody Ross rookie on sale, rookie for sale on eBay right now. And Steel Second says he picked up two. I think he's referring to Cody Ross on Check Out My Cards. And he also picked up a couple Dale Murphy autographs earlier today. Surely his value just went up. David Murphy, excuse me, not Dale Murphy. Dale Murphy's an old player. David Murphy. Wolfpack for Life comes in here. Is calling, what do you think about LeBron James cards now that some people see him as a Mitch Richmond? Mitch Richmond, I think it was his brother or his cousin. I think it was his brother, maybe. Was like my youth basketball coach for like a season or two. That was heck of funny. My uncle was like a Warriors season ticket holder at the time. He loved Mitch Richmond. Let me go through this sentence again. He says, what do you think about LeBron James cards now that people see him as Mitch Richmond, as being a follower and not a leader? Also, do you see the Texas Rangers stars, including Nolan Ryan, to go up in value now that they're in the World Series? Thanks. Okay, Wolfpack for Life. Let's get to the first question. LeBron James. LeBron James cards are really tricky because he's not really, his relic cards and jersey cards and things like that are obviously in Panini products, but we're not seeing any of his autographs. Upper Deck has SB Authentic coming out here pretty soon. Ultimate Collection Basketball. I have a feeling they'll probably do Exquisite. That's just a feeling of mine. I think they probably have some other basketball sets, maybe one other one. So we'll see 5 or 6 basketball sets come out. So with that little amount of LeBron James autographs, I'm guessing you're referring to maybe LeBron James autograph cards and rookie cards. I just don't see him going down a whole lot. Obviously, if he gets hurt, or if Miami kind of implodes on themselves a little bit, kind of like the Lakers did, although they made it to the finals when they had Karl Malone and Gary Payton and Shaq and Kobe. When they lost, that team lost it all. They lost Shaq. Kobe was like trying to leave. Gary Payton was all upset. Karl Malone was hurt and never came back. So those kind of things can happen. I'm not sure if the team chemistry there in Miami. I think with Pat Riley at the helm, he'll be able to keep things straight in Miami. So I don't really see LeBron James cards going down a whole lot. It kind of depends on, I think at this point in his career, on what he does on the basketball court. I think people are going to love him and hate him. But same with Kobe Bryant. People love and hate Kobe Bryant, especially a couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when Kobe was involved in some things off the court. People hated Kobe. Everybody hated Kobe. And now it's like after he wins a couple championships, you know, everybody loves Kobe again and everybody thinks he's, you know, as good as Michael Jordan. Some people might. I certainly don't. He's not there yet, although he's getting extremely close. So LeBron James has got a long ways to go, but I don't see his cards really going down. Kind of the long-winded answer. In terms of him being kind of like Mitch Richmond, although an outstanding player, not even close to LeBron James' status in the NBA and in kind of the sports world. LeBron James has his own shoes. Just saying the name LeBron James brings many images to your mind, some good, some bad. But LeBron is a very recognizable person, much more than Mitch Richmond, even when Mitch Richmond was in his prime. So LeBron, I think, if you have any of his cards, I think it's pretty good. But although injuries and a team losing, everybody's expecting them to win a championship. So if they lose, if they don't even go to the finals, people are going to be really down on LeBron. So it's a tough year. This is a big year for him. So we'll see what happens going for him. And he says, do you see Texas Rangers stars, including Nolan Ryan, going up in value? Definitely Texas Rangers stars. I see them all getting more attention. People like me that don't know much about them, casual baseball fans that happen to watch. Typically with this kind of World Series, I think you're going to get a lot of Giants fans watching and a lot of Texas Rangers fans watching, and that's about it. I think you will get some casual fans watching, especially if it goes to maybe six games, seven games, or the games are real tight and things like that. The Giants play a lot of tight games, so it could be a really exciting series, one that maybe the casual audience kind of latches onto, but I don't know. So I don't see... outside a guy playing really well, hitting a bunch of home runs, or really kind of taking over the series, winning MVP, I don't see them going through the roof. Nolan Ryan is one of the most collected players, even to this day. I sold one of his, we were talking about those bat barrel cards in the last segment. I sold one of his souvenir packs. This was when I worked at a card store. Somebody came in, and he had a 2007. It was a souvenir patch, so it was just a manufactured patch card of Nolan Ryan card. But I think it was serial numbered out of three, so there wasn't very many of them. We put it on eBay. It sold for $300-something. People paid more for that than autographs that ended the same day. So people pay a lot of money for Nolan Ryan stuff. His stuff is going to continue to go up over time. And now that he's the president, I think, of the Rangers, maybe part owner, he's one of the owners there, his stock is going to rise. His notoriety, his influence in the game of baseball is going to go up, because now he has a much more public role within the MLB. And since it looks like the Texas Rangers might be a really good team, I can imagine Nolan Ryan cards will continue to go up, especially autographs and especially his vintage cards in solid condition. Nolan Ryan is one of the more safer bets, and now that he has that president, it's a really good point that Wolfpack for Life brings up, throwing Nolan Ryan in there. Now that he's in that public eye, and he's kind of the front office guy, and he's the big man on campus in Texas, it does put him more in the limelight than the last several years, when I don't really know what Nolan Ryan's done. Now that he owns, or is part owner, one of the baseball teams, he's much more in the eye. So it's pretty cool. Red Sox 82696. He says Buster Posey, he is selling. World Series possibly champ selling right now isn't going to get any hotter. It's a good point. Tim Tebow, he says holding. Hopefully he turns into a nice investment down the road. Steven Strasburg, he says holding. If I had something, but I'm not doing anything, wait until September of next year is when I start buying. I think that's a great point. I was thinking about making that point myself, and now that I read it, I'll give credit to 8269, Red Sox 82696. I think you can wait on Strasburg. Wait till these Bryce Harper cards come out. Wait till 2011 Topps Heritage, which I saw pictures of today, which have like coins, like 1962 actual U.S. coins in there. Wait till stuff like that comes out next year, and nobody cares about Steven Strasburg. Nobody cares is in quotes there, but less people will care. John Wall, he says selling. Gilbert plus Wall equals sell while you can. 82 Redbirds comes in here. Buster Posey, he says sell now, hurry. The Rangers are going to win the World Series, and Posey's value will go down. He had no home runs in the postseason, and he batted .217 in the National League Championship Series. I predict his World Series performance will be worse. Not that he's terrible, I just expect him to perform like a rookie. Some great points there. Buster's been playing lots and lots of games. He's literally not had a day off aside from the off days and things like that, because the games have been so tight. The Giants really, he's one of our best batters and best hitters. Even at .217, we cannot take Buster Posey out of the lineup. He's still very valuable even at .217. But I heard on the radio he is exhausted, and he is not commenting yet, but other players have told reporters on KNBR 680, which is the flagship station of the Giants. They didn't pay me to say that, but they said other teammates are saying that Buster's exhausted. His legs are tired. Everything's exhausted. So you can imagine, I can only imagine, traveling and playing games and waking up in hotels and going and travel, doing everything. It's crazy. Being a professional athlete and performing at a high level, when you're a little kid, I don't think you really appreciate it. As you get older and older, you really appreciate what these guys do. So we'll see. He's had a couple days off. They're back home. Maybe Buster, being a young kid, can bounce back. I know my legs would be zapped. I would not even be able to get out of bed for 2 months if I've gone through the last 6 months that he's gone through. I mean, he spent time in the minor leagues this year. This kid's been on a wild ride in 2010. So we'll see what he has left. Some good points by 82 Redbird. Tim Tebow, he says, Sal, I think he's been overhyped and soon the value will come crashing down. Steven Strasburg, so far I've pulled 2 Strasburg refractors and I traded them both away for pretty nice cards. If I couldn't trade them, I would consider holding on to them until he recovers and then sell or trade them right before he comes back when everybody is excited about him again. That's another good point about when to maybe sell. If you're like holding Strasburg, maybe the time to sell is when he does come back, because the prices will start to go back once we start getting those rumblings. Oh, Strasburg's throwing in the bullpen. Strasburg's going to make his double A debut or whatever. He'll definitely start back in the minors, I can imagine. As that news starts rumbling out, we'll see. That might be a good time to sell. John Wall, he says, 82 Redbird says, if I had the guy's card, I would sell or trade. I had to Google him to find out if he was the number one pick, and the number one draft picks in any sport scare me because they haven't yet played in the pros. So if I had John Wall cards, I would sell them as he's unproven commodity and people still want his cards. Very good points there. San Jose Fuji, last one to come in. Always good to hear from San Jose Fuji. And he says, I'm all about selling players who are hot and buying stuff I want. Too bad I never pull cards of players who are hot. And that's always the trick, I guess. Buster Posey says, hold or sell on him. If he has a decent series against the Rangers, then sell, and get your money while you can. He is a beast. But having your name in the paper during the World Series is just about the best advertising you can ask for. Tim Tebow, sell. I have 0 Tebows, but if I did have any, I'd sell while they still command top dollar. He says, Steven Strasburg, sell. Read my response for Tebow. Okay, the top dollar days are long gone for sure. And sure, he might one day be the best pitcher in baseball, but I take Greg Maddux auto, and you can buy one right now for around $100. And some extra spending money over a Strasburg auto any day of the week. Yeah, we said that the updates, Topps updates, peak performance autographs are selling for about $140, $130, $140, $150. People are still paying a lot of money for this guy. John Wall, that may not be a lot of money. $150 may not be a lot of money to the people that are buying it. So it's all, when I say that's a lot of money, it's relative to who you're asking. John Wall, hold or buy. If I had some walls, I'd hold on to them. And if the price is right, I'd buy him up. He's pretty amazing on the court. Should he have a decent, solid career in the NBA. So yeah, we'll definitely see on John Wall, and we'll see what happens in the future. But in terms of what I think, Buster Posey, hold or sell, I would probably sell right now. But if he does have a good World Series, it definitely might help his, I think now is the time to sell, but it doesn't mean I don't think Buster Posey is going to be maybe one of the best Giants of all time. Buster Posey looks like to me a guy that's going to hit for a lot for average. I think he's going to learn a lot this season about how he's going to have to prepare himself after he takes a couple weeks off, hopefully, after the end of this season. Take a couple weeks off, but start working out, get in shape, because the MLB season is really long and grueling, especially when a team needs you at the catcher position every single day like the Giants do, because we really don't have another catcher, especially on the playoff roster. So Buster Posey, I think, is going to be a guy that hits for a lot for average. He's not going to hit as many home runs as I think people might think, because one, because he's in San Francisco, and two, I think he'll kind of sway for hitting the ball the other way and going for average. That seems to me, when he plays his best, he's trying to hit the ball up the middle and trying to hit the ball the other way and not trying to hit home runs. He kind of hits home runs by accident. Tim Tebow is an interesting one. It's hard for me to say because he really hasn't even gotten a shot. We really haven't even gotten to know what Tim Tebow could do in the NFL. I haven't caught any of his games. I've heard that he's gotten some plays and things like that, and I've seen maybe a handful of highlights of him running a couple plays. So Tim Tebow's tough. The thing is his prices are high because the Florida Gator Nation love this guy. This guy is like, will always be one of the biggest heroes of all Florida Gator football fans. And if you don't live in Florida or have no idea how big college football is in the East Coast, and especially states like Florida and Alabama and those kind of like Southeast states, the Gators are huge. It's like soccer in other countries. College football is huge for sports in Florida, and Tim Tebow is one of the biggest stars. I think his autograph, kind of like, what was that guy, Tim Crouch or something? There's a guy from Nebraska. His autographs, you'd be surprised, his Heisman autographs, and still go for decent money for a guy that barely played in the NFL. So Tim Tebow, I think his autographs will always have money. Will they sell for as much as they are this season? I have no idea, but we still haven't seen much from him. But that being said, if I pulled one from a box that I was trying to keep the cards for and not give away or whatever, I would sell the card as I would scan it right there and log into my eBay account and sell it, because it would be $700 and be several hundred dollars that I didn't have, or about $100, $150, depending on the quality of it. Steven Strasburg, for me, for sure, 1,000% sell. One of our members mentioned that you're going to be able to buy them next year, February, March, think 6, 7 months, 8 months from now, when Steven Strasburg is still another, it's at least a year and a half to get back from Tommy John surgery. He's not going to play baseball, I don't think, at all next year, unless he's extremely fortunate and he can heal and the surgery goes extremely well. Which, if you know anything about Tommy John surgery, you're taking a ligament from another part of your body and inserting it into your elbow. So you're basically having, as far as I understand, you're having surgery on two parts of your body. So not an easy thing to recover from. So I think you're going to be able to buy, like I said, Topps Update autographs that they're selling for $140 next year. I'll buy a box that's around $140. You can book this. I'll put it on the board or whatever they like to say on that Fantasy Focus podcast. If Steven Strasburg Topps Updates 2010 Topps Peak Performance autographs are still selling regularly in that $140, $150 range this time next year, I'll buy a $150 box break. So we can all bust it on Sports Card Radio for him. I'll buy a $150 box, and we'll bust it, and we'll see what we get. Maybe we'll buy a baseball box, $150, maybe even one from this season, so we can maybe pull a Strasburg, or we'll buy like five boxes of Update baseball, so we can pull one of the $150 Strasburg. But I don't think I'm guessing they're going to be selling in the $90 range next year, maybe not even that much. I have no idea. But I'm guessing people are going to be collecting Aroldis Chapman. People are going to be collecting whoever. Bryce Harper, I saw, is going to be in products this year and next year. So Steven Strasburg, sell 1,010% for me. John Wall, hold or buy? Man, I don't know. Hold, buy, sell, or hold on John Wall. He only has one card right now, so it's a 1,000% sell, I think. But you never know. If he comes out and tears it up in his first or second NBA game, limited basketball doesn't come out until maybe he's played his second or third game. So if he drops, you know, 30 or 40 points, if Gilbert Arenas passes him the ball, maybe it'll be worth selling. I think it's actually worth selling this week. And then as more basketball product comes out, I think he'll have better rookies, and the prestige price will go down. And the other ones might sell for more. In terms of what's coming out, I wanted to get to this right at the end. We're wrapping up today's show. Artifacts Hockey comes out on the 26th this week. At least that's what I have on our release date calendar. You can find that on the homepage of sportscardradio.com or on the left-hand side where the links are. Panini Score Hockey, like we talked about today, the 27th. I have on the 29th of this month, TriStar Signicunts Bronx Edition, so Yankees Edition comes out. November is a huge, absolute huge month, especially right in the beginning. You have Topps Sterling Baseball coming out right in the beginning of the month. SPX football is scheduled for November 2nd. You have Bowman Chrome baseball, Panini Crown Royale football, and Panini Limited basketball coming out the 3rd. So the first couple days of November, you have like six sets coming out that are, if I had lots of money, I would pop a Sterling box, I'd pop an SPX football box, I'd pop a Bowman Chrome baseball box for fun. I think Crown Royale football looks interesting, like we said, and I'm a huge NBA fan, so any basketball box I would take. Upper Deck Series 1 hockey, I know that's a really popular set, especially when it was a baseball set, but I know hockey collectors really like that. I have that for the 9th. Triple Threads football, so we get one of the first really high-end football sets coming out. There's going to be more. Five-star football, keep your eye on that. That comes out actually in February 2011. We have the checklist up for that. That's going to be a beautiful set. But Triple Threads football comes out the 10th, and we will talk about all those. Bowman Platinum Baseball, Panini Limited Football, Topps Unrivaled Football, that's all November. We haven't even talked about December. December might be as good as November, so we've got lots of things to talk about. We'll definitely come back on the next show. I'll pick a couple of these sets, probably SPX Football, Topps Sterling Baseball, those two for sure. If I can find some information about Artifacts Hockey, I've been trying to find it, Upper Deck Artifacts for Hockey, but that comes out this week or next week. We'll talk about that, and we'll probably talk about limited basketball. We'll talk about it all on a future show. Well, that about wraps it up today. Hopefully you all doing well out there. Hopefully your collections are doing good. Hopefully you are enjoying all these wonderful releases. If you're kind of a current release guy, and you kind of stay up on what's hot and what's kind of the latest things, you got a lot of things to look forward to. Keep up on all of it at sportscardradio.com. That about wraps it up today, guys. We are out of here.